The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This is Angel Talk with me, your host, Rachel Corpus. Let's journey together as we talk to your angels, guides, and loved ones who have crossed over. Are you ready to hear what Spirit has to say? Welcome to Angel Talk. Hi, dear ones. Welcome to this episode of Angel Talk. I'm Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. I am hopeful that you caught last week's episode where I interviewed Eva Marquez, author of Activate Your Cosmic DNA, Discover Your Starseed Family. Wasn't that amazing? I learned so much. I'm so inspired. And let me tell you, Eva is going to come back very soon and we're going to break down all of the starseed family origins, Pleiades, Sirius, Andromeda, Centaurus, Epsilon, Eridani, and Lyra. So we'll have her back. And I have heard from many of you who are excited to get into that. So stay tuned, do your research, buy the book. Today, the angels have been really excited to share some messages with you to help us, I guess feel grounded. Have any of you been feeling untethered lately? I mean, we get that way sometimes, don't we? We feel untethered. All of us are from someplace magical. We are magical. Hello, magical you. I love you. I love you so much, magical you. We are growing as spiritual beings. We are definitely having a spiritual experience in this body. Absolutely. And as we grow and experience the spiritual stuff and the human stuff, we can feel a bit untethered or ungrounded. It's not wrong. It's just something we go through. Our angels know that about us. They see us, they experience our life with us, and they're always getting advice from our friends and family and beings on the other side. And when they experience that, are when they observe that our experience is pretty dense, they often come through and ask us, me, our helpers, to share some love to help us feel grounded and tethered. So that's what today is about. They're going to share some messages of love. They told me today that they're going to speak through me to shed some light, to give some clarity about the past, recent past, the present, and drum roll, please, give some information about the future. I get pretty darn excited when the angels want to give information about the future because they don't do that very often. Why do you ask? Well, I know there are a lot of psychics who give future information left and right. I don't always do that because in my personal belief system, I believe that we co-create our future. I believe that we are all manifestors and we work with our creator. We work with the universe to create our future one thought, one action at a time. And because of that, if we were to ask our angels, what's going to happen to me in 2 years? When will I meet my soulmate? If we knew all of those details, we would stop creating. We would begin waiting. If someone were to tell you when you were meeting the love of your life, and you knew that it was outside the grocery store on August 17th, and she was wearing a yellow jacket, blue tennis shoes, and it was happening at, let's say, 7 p.m., well, you'd be looking for that person at that time, right? Well, what if someone as equally funny and wonderful walked by and that person was a great match for you? You'd miss that opportunity. The angels don't want us to miss out on other things that could be happening, other things that could be good for us. They want us to co-create. And they understand that this dimension has lots of beautiful roads that we could travel. There are no detours. There are no wrong turns. Wherever we go, we're going to experience exactly what we're supposed to experience. But today, they're willing to share with us about the future. So I'll take it. The past. Angels, are you ready, loves? Looks like I'm going to be speaking verbatim today. That means I got to calm my body down, all right? I was dancing earlier. My heart's beating. It feels so good. It feels so good to be healthy. I've had COVID a bunch, a lot. I've had it a few times and keep asking my angels, what's the point? Why do I keep getting COVID? And they said, oh, well, so you can learn. What are you learning from the COVID? I don't know if I love that answer, but I am learning a lot from it. I don't currently have it, which is why I was dancing today, feeling good in my body. Past messages. Are you ready, angels? Here we go. Beloved, it is our honor to walk with you in all stages of your life. As we prepare to share these messages with you, we are dancing with you into the past month. We have seen you dig and claw and seek out inspiration in this world that has seemed dark and dense. You have been looking elsewhere for inspiration, but it's been with you all along. We'd like to present to you a mirror. Yes, a mirror. Look into this mirror. You found your inspiration. It's you. Others have found inspiration when they look at you. We know you're humble. We love that about you. Could you turn that down just a bit? Would you allow yourself to shine brightly and realize that you are the inspiration for so many? And when you allow your light to shine, you allow the vibrational frequency of this dimension to dance and to sing and to shine brightly and to heal the rest of this dimension. You certainly inspire us as your angelic helpers. We have seen you in this past month grow in infinite wisdom. In your other lifetimes, we've seen you grow a lifetime of wisdom in 40, 50, 60, 80 years. In this time, you're growing leaps and bounds, a lifetime of wisdom, sometimes in a month or 6 months. Our spirit goes out to you, loved ones, because we know that this rapid growth often comes from experiencing trauma. Please know that we are holding you up as spirit. Sometimes we are holding you up physically. We are putting our energy into the physicians, into your best friends, into the cotton of your sheets and wrapping you up. We are whispering in your ear, you've got this. One more step. Exhale, smile, yell, dance. Close your eyes. We are giving you gentle directions. We're empowering you to lose your temper sometimes. It's all right. We're telling you it's safe to laugh. It's empowering to cry. Let that new wisdom process through your body and your soul. And through all of this, we must admire how you have found pleasure. Yes, in all that's been going on, you have found pleasure. In that last bit of coffee that you used to dump out at the end, we have seen you savor it. We have seen you decide someone in the world doesn't have any coffee. I'm not going to throw this out. I'm going to make the most of it. We have seen you decide to make the most of a little bit. We've seen you change. We are inspired by you. We've seen your wisdom grow. And we have seen you adopt pleasure where before there was none. And now, present day, if we may, beloved, here and now, today and tomorrow, this week, this month, we are instilling courage in you. Right now, as the world changes and turns around you, you will need courage. Hear these words from us without the element of fear. Let us first empower you and fill you with love. You are filled with love, beloved. Hear that first. As members of this world, we must tell you that there is darkness coming, more darkness coming. There are more variants of COVID coming. There are more types of illness coming. These were created in a lab, and they will find themselves to your doorstep at some point soon. We do not want you to be afraid of this. We want you to be prepared. Your preparation does not need to be manic. Your preparation needs to make sense. Buy what you need to buy for yourself and a little bit extra for you to share with someone in need. You will be fine. Know that there are parts of the world that will really struggle. And if you cannot physically go there, your prayers do help. Lift your vibrational frequency. Send them courage that you have that they may not. Send that as a very tangible gift. Send it from your soul to theirs. It is energy. Send it from you to them, as well as your love, your strength. We also remind you that you have the gift of silence. And when others around you are feeling fear, and that fear may cause them to spiral and behave in a way that might lead them to gossip, or might lead them to be unkind to others, we ask that you choose a peaceful silence. We ask that you go inward and listen to your still small voice. We ask that you only speak in love. If it is real, if it is made of love, you may speak it. If it is not, if it is fear-based, if it is mean, we ask that you adopt silence. And now in this present day, the month to come, remember that everything is based in love. No matter what you see, no matter what you encounter, everything is from the source. Everything is from God. Everything is made of love. You must remember that no matter what you see, everything is based in love. And now for the future. Darlings, when we come out of this, we will realize that we have been going through the Great Awakening. And yes, we're always waking up, aren't we? Both angels and people and beings, we're always waking up. We're always evolving. This is a very special awakening because Source has called everyone to the table. All the dimensions, all the beings, every cell in your human body, every part of your angelic body, every bit of your starseed person, every bit of you, every bit of this universe, all parts are called to the table. We are awakening. More on that later, the angels say. As we awaken, we are united as one in a new way. We may not be able to tell you what this means in its entirety right now. We do ask you to open your hearts and accept this news with grace. In other words, more to come later. Right now, accept this as the best invitation to a birthday party you've ever received in your whole life and lifetimes. And for your future message, know that you are being given the gift of strength. Everything you need and more is being given to you. You will have the strength, the abundance, the peace, the love, everything you need. You will be equipped for it. The spiritual growth that you seek, that you are developing, all is growing in you right now, in your spirit, in your soul layer, in your body, and in your higher self, in the ether, the part of you that is in the spirit world right now. You are growing. And so is your list of things that you will need, attributes, physical things you'll need to support yourself as a spiritual healer doing this work that you will be doing on this earth. Some of you are doing this work now. Some of you will continue a spiritually based business, projects, whatever you need, the angels are saying, we are saying to you, whatever you need, you will be equipped. Material needs and spiritual needs. We ask you, beloved, to start making a list in your heart. What is it that you will need? You can't ask for too much or too little. Please tell us your future messages. You will be equipped with everything that you need and more. We hope that this message finds you in grace and peace and in stillness. Remember that what appears dark is actually love. Everything is made of love. Keep your vibrational frequency high, and when it's not, love on yourself. Rest. Take some time away. Ask yourself, what is it that you need? What do I need in this moment? If your frequency is low, there's a reason. What do you need to pull that frequency up? If you're around people whose frequency is low, do you need to be around them? And maybe you do. Are you the healer? Maybe you're around the people with a low vibrational frequency because they are meant to give you clarity so you can notice and then step away. Find your people, find your tribe. All of this will be coming clear soon. And for some of you, it's clear now. All of our love, beloved, we'll step back now. Oh, I love them. Oh my God, I love them so much. Isn't that the best? Now, you people know that you can do that, right? You know that. Sometimes you've got to let it be messy. You've got to let your body go kind of fluid and soft and just let their words come through you. When I was first practicing how to channel, I would just shut myself in a room and I would let myself get a little sweaty. I would just put my comfy yoga clothes on and I would just let my mouth speak. And I would know that it was me getting in the way when I'd start to correct myself. When the words would just flow out of me and it felt easy, it was spirit. When I started to judge myself, oh, I didn't like the way that sounded, or I would never use that word. I knew that was me and not them. I'm hearing a request from your angels, yep, yours, to practice with them. You already hear from them in your thoughts all the time. They're integrated with you, and you don't have to pull apart if it's them or you. It's all one. Don't worry about that. But you deserve, friends, to have a relationship with your angels where at any time you can call on them in your mind and say, all right, what do I do about this? Are you here with me? I need you. I need some love. Can I feel some love? Will you validate that for me? Angels, show me a number. I need some guidance here. And they want that with you too. When you're not in your body, you cross over, or you're asleep, or you're really passed out or something, you then click into a best friendship with your angels. Every time you're born, your angels say, all right, at some point, my person's going to remember us. They're going to remember that we're best friends. So that moment that you read the book about angels, or you met me, or you found a podcast or something, or you saw a little pin on somebody's shirt that said, you have a guardian angel. Your angel said, all right, that's our moment. She remembers us. Let's get this party started. So yes, the more you know them, the more joy it brings them and you. I'd like to reflect on what they said about COVID. Remember, I heard them say through me not to hear that with fear. We've got a lot going on, more is coming, and just remember they said, just stand in the place of fear. Nope, they didn't. Stand in the place of love, not fear. Stand in the place of love. We don't need to fear. We're not in that place where we're washing all of our groceries. We're past that. We're not going to go back to that. We have new variants coming out. I don't know what's going to happen with more vaccines. They didn't show me any of that. They just said more is coming. And maybe don't watch all the news. Just watch enough to catch up. Then put on some music that makes you smile, dance around, drink some water, get some sleep, go to the park. Snuggle a cat or a dog, go ride a horse, okay? I love spending time with you. You make me so happy. Thanks so much for making this podcast a success. Would you share it with people that you love? I would love that. If you want to connect, go to rachelcorpus.com. Facebook and Instagram, Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator or Angel Talk with Rachel. You can always download the free mindbodyspirit.fm app on your Android or Apple device. Click that microphone icon and send me a quick 30-second note. If you'd like, I always get those. Love to hear from you. If you haven't heard this recently, please hear from us and from me and the angels. You are so loved. I love you. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with me, Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator and Psychic Medium. If you'd like to connect, visit my website, rachelcorpus.com.
Hey, it's Radley Valentine. Join me for a brand new way of connecting with your angels on my new podcast, The Angel Tarot Show. Each week, you'll meet your angelic guides and guardians and find new ways to unlock unconditional love, tune into your intuitive abilities, and create the joy-filled life that, well, you've always wanted. Plus, you'll get a useful and timely energetic weather report bringing you guidance for the coming week. Tap into the healing, hope, and guidance that's all around you on the Angel Tarot Show, exclusively on mindbodyspirit.fm.